Hello and welcome to yet another episode of the Pure Tokyo Scope podcast. Not sure what number this will be. We could be in our 90s. We're not in our hundreds yet, but I am Patrick Macias, the author of the new book, Mondo Tokyo. And we're doing some fine dining today with...
We're at Otoya. We're at Otoya. I'm Matt Alt, the author of Pure Invention, How Japan Made the Modern World, and what a world we're living in at this Japanese chain restaurant that sold out of everything I've tried to order off of their menu so far.
You wanted the Big Mac, Matt. You ordered the Whopper with cheese. You're in the wrong place.
Do you know what they call the Whopper with cheese? I know. What is
the Japanese dub of Pulp Fiction that's on Netflix that I'm obsessed with?
Oh, Big Mac.
A battle royale with cheese. What do they call that?
Is this... It's not nearly, it hasn't taken off nearly as much as that Japanese dub of Alf that was sweeping the internet several weeks ago.
So wait, people can view that Japanese dub of Alf overseas? Is that why people are so excited about it?
I think somehow it got posted online and just everybody could see it?
No, but the NHK official was... my food arrived early. I've got a big plate here of Chinese chicken. Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken.
Well, dig in, Patrick.
But Jesus Christ, this is a lot of food for like senen. I think this is
these Japanese chain restaurants are really, really cheap. Like, really cheap. Unbelievably so. Think about this. With the current yen exchange rate, you got this whole meal for what, like $7?
Something like that. I should take a picture of this to
torture people back in the States who are paying $30 for crappier food.
San Francisco, Japantown, this is like $25.
Oh, easy, yeah,
seriously.
Sure. So what's on the agenda today?
Oh, well, we're talking about ALF, I think. So NHK official uploaded the ALF dub, the Japanese language dub of ALF, to their YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And then panic ensued. I'm not really sure what happened.
I hope they do more of this. When I was coming to Japan on homestays in high school, like, they were showing the dubs of both Knight Rider and A-Team on Japanese TV. And the Japanese dub of the A-Team is amazing. Murdoch is called Crazy Monkey. And
B.A. is Kong, isn't it?
Yeah, Kong or something like that.
It's crazy. As in King Kong?
When they're called the Toko Yaro, which is like the Kamikaze Boys.
Aren't those like some YouTubers we saw at Super Festival? Kamikaze Boys?
Oh, man.
They sell crypto or something like that?
So, do I hear correctly that you're going to Okinawa?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, it's Golden Week. It's the beginning of Golden Week. And yeah, I'm heading south, Matt, to Okinawa. They found a statue in this cave of King Sisar, the guardian monster of Okinawa. And there's apparently a prophecy, and I need to go check it out.
I thought you were going to say you're going to go to an island with Beat Takeshi. Just you, Beat Takeshi, a bunch of soft vinyls and like some handguns.
I'm so excited. I've always wanted to go to Okinawa. I can't believe it's finally happening, Matt.
Okinawa is a really beautiful, amazing place. It was its own kind of kingdom until it was absorbed by Japan in the kind of early modern era.
That's season 3 of Shogun, right?
Exactly.
Are they going to handle Okinawa?
Actually, you know, it's. I wonder. Okinawa isn't in Shogun at all, is it? That's all taking place in Izu and Osaka. But because back then, Okinawa was its own place. It wasn't really part of Japan.
Kind of like Akabane now in Tokyo.
You're going to have a great time. You're going to the beach.
I don't know what I'm going to do, man. I hope it doesn't rain the whole time. I hope I'm not like trapped in my hotel room watching TV.
Well, it's, you know, the good news is it's because it's like a tropical island. It probably will rain, but it ends really quickly. I spent a lot of time out there. Like, Naha is the main island. All the flights go in there. That's also where most of the military bases are. So when you're walking around on the street, like, people will assume that you're a soldier. And actually, when you go into a store and you actually speak Japanese to someone, they're like, oh, my God, thank God.
Is it my giant muscles? Is it the American flag I wear wrapped around my head? What will give it away?
Wear your Rambo t-shirt, First Blood Part 2. You will see literally Americans driving around in cars everywhere in Naha. It's because the American soldiers get, like, driving license privileges, I guess, you know?
Can I get Lucky Charms? Can I get Chocula?
You can definitely get like more Western foods and stuff down there. There's the A&W root beer stands are down there. You can get A&W root beer, that frosty mug taste.
Is it just the root beer, or can I get the ice cream like in the root beer?
No, it's an A&W stand, so it's like a restaurant. It's like a fast food place.
It's a burger joint.
It's a burger joint. It's like a greasy burger joint.
So I can get the mama burger, the papa burger, the baby burger. I forget how that works at A&W.
It's like White Castle, I think.
The root bear? Will the root bear bear be
oh,
there.
Oh, is that their mascot?
The root bear, man.
Oh, man. I was never a big root beer fan, so I kind of like edited A&W out of my mind. It tastes medicinal. When you're a kid, it tastes medicinal, man. I'm like, it's not beer. It doesn't get you drunk.
I thought that's like Dr. Pepper, that like Japanese hatred of Dr. Pepper that extends into root beer for you.
Yeah, Dr. Pepper is a divisive topic in Japan. There's like all sorts of things. Like you don't bring up World War II. We don't bring up Dr. Pepper.
What about Mr. Pibb?
See, that's the thing. Dr. Pepper is a doctor. Is he a medical doctor or is it like a PhD? I'm not exactly sure.
Call me Mr. Pibb.
And Mr. Pibb is just a mister. He doesn't have any title at all.
Mr. Yeah, what are you doing for Golden Week? It's the middle of Golden Week. And,
I'm going to be crawling under my kotatsu and crying that Shogun is over.
Okay.
Shogun ended. I really liked the whole series. I thought it was really good.
There were some things about Shogun I liked, Matt. Some things I didn't.
I'm trying to throw you softball.
It was the finale. So right. If you haven't watched Shogun yet, you might want to like cover your ears right now or watch it and come back or something. We'll just like fast forward a few minutes.
It was a very faithful adaptation of the book. I mean, they mix things around, but it has to be the best piece of Hollywood produced set in Japan entertainment.
I think so, huh? Since Tokyo Drift, Fast and Furious.
Since what's that Bullet Train movie? Death Train?
Bullet Train? I think it's called Bullet Train. They paid like a bunch of focus group guys to come in there and come up with the name for this movie.
Didn't they film that during COVID and like didn't even leave America?
Didn't they film it in the volume?
Yes, the giant VR space. It wasn't as good as The Mandalorian. No, it was really good.
I liked it, although I had some fucking serious problems with the ending.
Well, really?
I liked everything until the ending.
What was the problem?
When we first talked about Shogun, I said, to me, this whole thing is going to hinge on whether they land the love story
right
between Blackthorne and Mariko. If they can do this forbidden love story. And they completely sidestepped it. They hook up in episode 9, and then we don't see anything. And I thought, okay, for sure, in episode 10, there's got to be a flashback. There's got to be a moment where they talk about hooking up,
right.
Where they, she gets up and, like, does her hair. He brushes his teeth. He says, I wish you would turn into a pizza or something, like what guys normally do after a hookup. And they don't have anything.
Patrick.
There's nothing. And I get some people on Twitter like, hey, the fact that there's nothing makes it more important. The fact that there's a gaping black hole where there should be some characterization is actually really, really profound if you think about it.
Their love is forbidden, Patrick. It is kinjite. It is forbidden.
Their characterization by the writers is also forbidden.
I was reading an interview with the showrunners, and they deliberately toned down the sex. Like, the book is full of sex scenes. You know, it's a potboiler. It's kind of like a historical exploitation
sex
novel.
And sadism, Matt. Make the world
sex,
go around.
Sex, sadism, violence. And, like, you know, they kind of carry that through into the 1980 version. There's some steamy scenes with Richard Chamberlain and who is it who plays
Yoko Shimada.
Yoko Shimada. There's some steamy, steamy scenes. And I don't actually even think this is like a Me Too slash...
No.
I think they chose to portray it this way.
No, because in the new one, Blackthorne goes to Yoshiwara. He goes to Yoshiwara. Yes. There's like a prostitute. It's like a major character. They're not shy about sex. There's nudity in this,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So they just, I'm not talking about like they needed to get down like the puppets in Team America. I didn't want like that. I want those characters to talk about hooking up.
Yes.
How do you feel about this?
Patrick.
Why can't we keep doing this? What, like, they completely just avoided it.
In Japan, we live in between the lines of dialogue. I guess there's a lot unsaid, blah, blah, blah.
I get it, but you have to figure realistically, they hooked up. Okay, they made whoopee, as they used to say,
yes,
on the Hollywood squares,
yes,
or whatever. And then what happened?
To me, no, I agree. Like, I felt a little rushed. I think the whole thing could have used another episode. But it follows the book that way. Like, the book ends before the giant battle of Sekigahara. They don't actually go into it. So that's like, you really have to kind of know Japanese history to be, like, I think, moved by the end of this to a certain degree. Because if you don't know this, they do show a major war is coming, but they don't really...
They don't deliver the big battlefield, Lord of the Rings battle against Sauron kind of stuff.
I guess what I'm trying to say is you need to understand that battle in Shogun is based on a real battle called Sekigahara. And that is, like, literally the beginning of, like, unified Japan.
The battle of Sekuhara?
It's the beginning of, like, a unified Japan. It's, like, everything moves to Tokyo, Edo... You know, it lays the path for, like, all of what's... Anime happens. For Sekigahara in 1601, then anime happens. I think that's basically the how it plays out. But anyway, it's a really pivotal battle, not just for the characters, but also for Japan. And I'm not sure how much the average viewer is going to pick that up from there. And I was kind of thinking they would exaggerate or emphasize a little bit more, but whatever. I don't know. I thought it was still really good. Now the really big question is, it did so well. Are they going to make a sequel? Shogun 2.
They're teasing a season 2. There's like, my feed is nothing but like Shogun clickbait. It's like, in the series finale, what did it mean when Toranaga went out the door on the right instead of the left?
Right.
But they said, like, Sonata has said, yeah, we know we're out of material because we adapted the book, but you never know.
Well, there is
a Predator 2, man, and that's something no one really expected, right?
There is a sequel of sorts. It's called Gaijin. Clavel wrote it a couple of years after Shogun, I think, but it's set in the 1800s. And actually, to me, that book is even more interesting and worthy of... It's set in the 1800s around an incident, the very first incident where samurai killed British people right after the ports opened and like diplomats and like traders started coming into Japan. There were all these huge problems with like samurai killing people on the street.
Like people who were scalping video games and people who were like scalping old records.
You know, Japan has always had a tourism problem. Just back in time, they dealt with it by, you know, skewering them with a samurai sword. But no, seriously, it was a real incident where these British merchants were killed by former, I guess, samurai, because they were just in the process of abolishing that whole system. And it triggered this giant diplomatic incident. And anyway, James Clavell uses that setting as the background for his sequel. And there are, like, descendants of the Shogun people. Like sons or daughters of whatever.
It's like Yabu the Third shows up.
Something like that.
Like Lon Chaney Jr.
Something like that. So that could actually be really cool if they make that. I don't know if they will, but it could be kind of cool.
Maybe they'll make an extended Shogun universe and do like side stories on all the characters and have like TikTokers and YouTubers. Maybe like PewDiePie could get in there.
Can they do this like Marvel 2-in-1s? Can we do the multiverse where all of the Duke Sonatas come together and fight against one titanic enemy?
Duke Sonata, man, big news this week. It was announced that I am working on the upcoming UK Blu-ray of Message from Space from 1978. Wow. Starring, dude, now the headliner of the film, according to the DVD box.
Oh, wow. Okay. How does Sonny Chiba
He's been promoted.
How does Vic... Is it Vic Morrow? Who's in that? Vic Tayback? Who's in...
It's not... I wish Vic Tayback was in Message from Space. Vic Morrow, Sonny Chiba, and, Hiroyuki Sanada.
Now,
and Tetsuro Tamba as the president of space.
Well, I guess now
as the Uchu Daitorio.
I guess now that those guys have shuffled off this mortal coil into the Daireikai...
That they don't have a hit series on Disney Plus or whatever.
So are you going to be actually narrating it? What are you going to be doing?
I'm going to be going to planet Miseria and sort of finding the Liabe seed. And then I'm going to get on the Prayer Star and fly it to the Gavanus Empire. I'm going to be doing a video essay. I haven't filmed it or shot it yet, where I just am going to gush about Message from Space. And how
are you
just
going to be like walking around on the street like, hey, Message from Space, this reminds me of Message from Space.
There's some things about this movie I like. Actually, there's nothing I don't like about Message from Space. It's my favorite Japanese movie.
We should have, you know, maybe should we do like a live viewing of it on the podcast? Maybe we should all watch it together.
We should. Yeah, we could do an audio commentary. Yeah, there might be some alcohol involved.
Oh, I would assume so.
But yeah, it's really funny. I told them, I said, guys, get Duke Sonata to like just do like a 1-minute Zoom interview where he's just like, yeah, we did that. Yeah, that happened. Yeah. Vic Morrow was drunk all the time. Yeah.
Doesn't Vic Morrow have like a jive talking robot pal?
Baby too.
Yeah.
He has the stereotypical like 2XL robot voice though. He doesn't talk. He's not like Pimp Bot from Ice Pirates, sadly.
Who would win in a fight? Pimp Bot
2000 or
versus Babel 2? What
is Cola Bot? Cobot? With a Cola robot?
Oh, man. No, congratulations. That's really cool.
I'm excited.
But how are you going to film this? Is it like, are they sending a crew or are you just going to film it yourself?
The Toei Studios is going to be flying me out to their Kyoto studio, and there's going to be a press conference with Vic Morrow and Peggy Lee Brennan.
Are they going to come up to the bar and put bread in your jar?
They know it's been me they've been coming to see, Matt, to forget about life for a while.
That's definitely why I watch Message from Space.
We're still working out the details now, but it's going to happen in the next few weeks.
Is it going to be like a Totsugeki interview, like where you just jump, like they're randomly going to jump out at you from like the shadows and like make you talk about the movie?
I want to do show and tell because I never intended this, but I am like a rabid Message from Space collector. If I see a Message from Space thing that I have that I've never seen before, I'll buy it. I interviewed Kenji Fukasaku about this like twice, and I said, like, what was he like? What was Vic Morrow like? And he's like, he was drunk the whole time and was always demanding close-ups. And I'm like, that's just like Matt Ault. Exactly. What are you talking about?
I was going to say, it's like every single podcast. I'm ready for my close-up, Patrick. I'm ready. Well, you know, it was like when we were at Super Festival the other day and that drunk-ass guy collapsed through the entire table.
Oh, my God.
Is that like what filming with Vic Morrow is like?
As he fell down, he was like reaching for something to grab, and unfortunately it was like an empty, crushed-up beer can.
It's really not funny.
It was rough. It was kind of funny, but it was sort of rough. It was black humor, I think.
I didn't realize until that guy had plummeted through the table, like pratfall style, that the table was... that the actual toys were being supported by a bunch of empty beer cans, which I thought was a really nice touch. Ah, Superfest. Don't ever change.
Anyway. We threw that one in for the kids.
So how are you enjoying your meal at Otoya?
It's pretty good. It's a lot of food for very cheap. Dude, this is like 1,000 yen. This is crazy.
Well,
I feel like
that?
I feel bad. I'm gonna finish. You better believe it.
Are you gonna finish that?
Stop looking at it with hungry eyes, Matt.
Hey, if you're not gonna finish that, I'm gonna have some. No, I actually, these chains serve like a real purpose when you just, you know.
Yeah, I'm like a Matsuya guy, but that's only like, that's like 400 yen
well, you're
for like a
Saizeriya
gyudon. Well, you
with those like the magnums of red wine that's like vodka with food coloring in it.
Is there a story you can tell?
Well, I just
about a girl in some Saizeriya
there was
wine.
There's a mutual friend of ours who shall not be named when he was in his like dating phase. He and a bunch of guys asked a bunch of girls out to Saizeriya because it had the cheapest wine.
Classy.
Very classy. He woke up on a park bench in Shinjuku.
Did he have the sneakers on his feet? That's all he had left?
He did have his wallet. This is Japan, so like, you know, you're not gonna get rolled.
He had like a Shinjuku meltdown. The worst that happened is someone takes a picture of you and posts it on Twitter.
And I think this is pre-smartphone era. I think this is maybe not, but it was pre-people shaming people for being drunk in public era.
So how much Saizeriya wine does it take to get to the bottom of the Tootsie Roll?
It's like, imagine how cheap this place is. Saizeriya is cheaper and the wine is cheaper still.
Isn't it like QQQN? Isn't it like 99
yes,
cents
like
a glass?
It's like a Steinbeck novel. It's just like the one, bring me another jug of wine.
No, it's like gin during the Industrial Revolution or something.
Yes. It's like Steinbeck. Tortilla flat. It's just like all they're doing is drinking wine.
It's old people drinking wine and little kids drinking melon soda.
Yes, because they have that drink bar.
The free drink bar.
And like when you're a kid, you can go up and mix all of the drinks together. To, what is it, a kamikaze? Is that what they call it? Suicide?
I swear to God, a couple years ago, my daughter was like, I found this amazing restaurant. You're not going to believe this. I got to take you. Let's go. And I'm
okay.
Like, where are we going?
Okay.
I'm just like, it's like she points at the Saizeriya sign. I'm like, okay, it's on. All right, I'm
going. She discovered it.
She's like, yeah, I met this white guy, and he said the wine here was like really cheap and delicious.
Were you like, I was into Saizeriya before you were cool, before you were even born. It was like, you studied Saizeriya.
Yeah, like, who taught you this? How did you know that Saizeriya is a good restaurant?
These family rests, as they're known in Japanese, of which Saizeriya and this are just like classic, you know, kid school hangouts. You know, you got the drink bar. Nothing costs more than like $2 on the menu.
Now they have robots. They have robots, waiters rolling around, and kids love those too.
Is
so.
That what Vic Morrow's robot's been doing?
It looks like, after Message from Space, Beba 2 began serving food inside of family restaurants.
Why is there no chogokin of that robot? The Japanese are so good at making chogokin.
Well, Message from Space is more popular, I think, when they made the TV series with Ginga Taisen, Galactic
right.
Battle.
Oh, so is Popey actually sponsoring the TV series?
Yeah. Well, they made the movie, and then they reused all the special effects and designs and stuff for the TV series. But the TV series was shown in France as Sankyukai, right?
Oh, okay.
And that's
okay.
Why you have all these like crazy French Message from Space fans.
Yes.
They don't care about the movie. They only like the TV show.
I heard the movie was really well-reviewed in America.
Cachers du cinéma, I think... Truffaut said it was the greatest movie since The Seventh Seal or something.
Did it affect the direction of American New Wave and French New Wave cinema?
I think it's, to the French, it's like Jerry Lewis and like Message from Space.
Ringo, don't forget Ringo Starr. He's in there too.
So they made Tonto. The robot in Ginga Taisen is Tonto.
Yeah, so Tonto is, that always confused me as a kid because it has that Message from Space look, but he's not in the movie.
And they called him Quanto
for some reason. This is like, Bandai was doing this really weird thing in the 80s where they would re-release stuff with different names in the United States, but like the names didn't make, like you're supposed to localize it, but something that makes sense. You're like, the Chogokin become Godaikins? Which isn't any easier, you know, to remember than Chogokin. And like, Tonto becomes Quanta. Maybe they couldn't sell it as Tonto because of the Lone Ranger character.
What is it? The Lone Ranger and Tonto are surrounded by Indians.
Yes.
And the Lone Ranger says...
The Lone Ranger turns to Tonto and says, "Looks, what is it? Looks like this is, it looks like it's, this is it for us, Tonto." And he says, "What do you mean? What are we going to do about this?" I think that's what he says. "And what do you mean, we, white man?" He said, "Boy, that was a really excellent telling of that joke. I'm pretty, you know, that's definitely up there with the aristocrats. Like, that telling of that joke is quite possibly the best telling of the Tonto and Lone Ranger."
But if it's Tonto from Message from Space, Galactic Battle, and not Chief J. Strongbow or whatever, who played Tonto on the
What do you mean, we human being? That's what he would say.
You're very clever for a human, Matt. Yeah, I mean, I bought that Quanto figure like at a Toys R Us in Sacramento, and I was like, what? Quanto? Message from Space? This doesn't make any sense, because Beba's design in the movie is
totally different. He's like a trash can. He's like a walking trash
can. It's a midget in a trash can. I mean, I hate to say that, but that's really what it is. They literally got a midget pro wrestler. What was his name?
It's a little person.
It's a, what do they call it? Chibi wrestlers? What are they
called? In Mexico, aren't they called nenitos? The, you know what I'm talking about?
Like, taquitos? Yeah. There is a Taco Bell up the block.
Now I'm thinking of Tim and Eric's $1 billion movie.
It'll come back to me, but I do know the name of the little person who played Beba 2.
You actually do?
Yeah, it's like, he was a pro wrestler. He was a chibi pro wrest.
Oh, wow. Was there actually a chibi pro wrest for, like, little people wrestlers?
Oh, you better believe it, Matt.
Oh, man, I can see that.
They would do the Joshi pro wrest. They would have the women pro wrestlers.
Yes.
And then that was the A card, the B card, the, kind of the starters. The appetizers, if you will, were the midgets.
Oh, my God. Wow.
They had midget pro wrestling in Japan. So sometimes I post pictures of, like, Joshi Pro Wrest event posters to Facebook groups, and all the old Japanese guys are like, "Oh, yeah, the good old days.
I wish they would bring
those back." You don't see that anymore.
You don't see that anymore. Wow. I had no idea. I knew it was a thing in Mexico. I didn't know it was a thing here.
It was a thing here.
Wow.
Let me show you.
Yeah, you're gonna forget. Oh wait, did you bring your mook?
I bring my collection of midget pro wrestlers everywhere I go, Matt. Let me show you.
I love how this is just. If you really have that in your photos on there, that's sick. And I don't know if I mean sick in like the sick in the bad way or the good way. I don't even know anymore.
S-I-C-C.
Thick. T-H-I-C-C. This is good. I just want to listen to the smooth jazz.
So you didn't even get your coffee? You got nothing?
I got nothing.
Holy shit.
Give me a pizza with nothing.
Really? You're okay with this?
Yeah, I'm okay. I had lunch before I came here.
You came to Otoya for the water?
I came to watch you eat. It's like those weird adult videos that are nothing but women putting on their makeup. I just like watching.
Women dressed up like giant superheroes stepping on buildings. Did I just say that or think it?
I can see that. I'm surprised there was not more of that at the Superfest that we went to.
I feel like there was a no porn rule or something like that.
Yeah, there must have been.
Did it used to be dirtier? I can't remember.
No, it was never like it was used to be physically dirtier. Like physical, like grime covering everything.
I didn't see any porn. I didn't see anything naughty.
No. There's nothing
not like
that
I would look for something like that, but
never. Especially not like
not
porn.
Even once.
Not especially not porn at the intersection of tokusatsu and anime. Never. Would never.
I'll show you this picture later, but you better believe that they did have.
I do believe you.
Midget pro wrestlers in Japan.
So
and some of them used to double up as suit actors.
Oh, I thought you meant like two of them. One would stand on the other's shoulders, like in a trench coat or
call
something.
Call themselves Master Blaster.
So, well, congratulations on the Message from Space thing. I totally want to see how that turns out.
Yeah, and going to Okinawa, this is just living the dream.
A quote-unquote a mean bastard from Okinawa? Was that Street Fighter 2?
Street Fighter 1.
That was 1.
Yeah.
He's talking about Jujo. Yes, Jujo.
Jujo is back. There's so much. Okinawa is like very famous for karate, right? That's
sure.
Oyamamas, right?
And actually, it's funny on the, it's where Mr. Miyagi from The Karate Kid is from Okinawa. You remember Karate Kid 3, is it?
No, Jackie Chan is Mr. Miyagi, man.
Apparently so. And it's funny when Japanology Plus sent me to do an Okinawan karate episode. The sensei was also named Miyagi, for real. Like, another, I guess it's a very common name.
And you believed in that?
His fists convinced me. But yeah, so if you run into a Miyagi down there, chances are they might be an Okinawan karate expert.
Did he break like Coke bottles by slicing them in half with his hand, like
Okinawa,
Sonichiba?
Land of beaches, but you also need to know it's the land of awamori. The awamori, the distilled spirit that's kind of adjacent to shochu, but it's made with Thai rice instead of Japanese rice.
I do like Okinawa food and drink a lot. I'm very curious about Habushu. Can you tell me about, what do you know about Habushu?
Habu is not the, in this case, is not the chain restaurant of British pubs that we love so much. The Habu is the Okinawan name for the pit viper. And they're out there and they're dangerous. And if you see them, go the other direction. But there is a...
But if you manage to capture one...
If you manage, or you go to a bar that has captured one, they pickle them in aomori. They'll put the hub in aomori and let it kind of steep in there. And then you drink the aomori. It's called Habushu. And it's basically, it's a giant ass, like, cauldron glass vessel with a dead snake at the bottom, and it's full of aomori, and you drink it.
It gives you stamina?
Apparently.
Is that, before Viagra, this was what people used to do,
I've had
right?
it. It's not
it really, ain't nothing.
It's not really that good.
Everclear?
With a snake in it. Snakes on your brain, I guess.
It's something to talk about, I guess, when you're like on your first date with the woman of your dreams.
I don't know that it's touristy, but it's very, very, very. It's the kind of thing tourists are like, oh, Habushu. So good luck if you find it. Have some for me. Let me know how it goes.
So Okinawa, I know there's karate.
Don't get a sunburn. I'm serious. It's really like the UV is like 8 times higher there than it is up in Tokyo. You need to be putting on the sunblock nonstop. I'm actually not joking.
I got my skin protection against the ozone layer.
Exactly.
Okay, so I know Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla, Okinawa.
Yes.
And then there's karate. Sonny Chiba. Sonny karate. And then...
Be Takeshi.
Now, the Yakuza snipers are watching this right now, but
yes.
I'll still talk about them because I'm feeling very investigative right now.
You need to go out onto a little hut on the beach with an M16. Is that where... That was a different Beat Takeshi movie.
There's at least two great Toei Yakuza movies. It's like the 10-year Yakuza War.
Right, sure.
And like the Yakuza Okinawa War.
Sure.
One of them is on Tubi right now.
Tubi.
So for those of you at Tubi, watch the Okinawa Yakuza movie while I'm in Okinawa. And there's a lot of Americans behaving badly in both those movies.
Well, just don't be one of them yourself down in Okinawa. I wish I could join you, but it's Golden Week, so I'm just staying home because that's when everybody else travels. We'll travel the week after
Golden
Week.
The way our lives are, this is it. Society says vacation now.
No, of course, you have kids in school and you have like a real job. While you're not in Tokyo, I guess I can go raid your house.
Nope.
I'm gonna go listen to your stereo.
Nope.
I'm going to play with your Chogokin. I'm going to go to Nakano without you and buy all of the stuff without having to compete. We don't compete.
There's nothing left. I feel like those shelves are cleaned out, dude.
Although you say that, but it's constantly rolling over. You never know. Actually, they're having an amazing auction of original Genga, which are the original lion art, the lion drawings of all the Gatchaman, like all of the design materials for the Gatchaman stuff. And I'm like, oh my God, I want this so bad.
Didn't like Yoshitaka Amano design the characters
for
the original Gatchaman?
He did some of them. He did some of them. And so did
Ipe Kuri
for sure. And also, Okawara's designing some of the ships and stuff. And then he went on to the Yatterman and the Taimokan series and stuff like that. But,
let me get one more beer.
You gonna get more beer?
Today is kind of special.
Here's to good friends.
Let's see if I can like push this bill up by like another 350 yen. Jesus, this is like free food. This is just like showing up.
Well, it is. It does kind of feel like one of those like soup kitchens.
But this food is good. The presentation is great.
No,
the taste was great.
It's
less
good.
Filling.
It's quiet here, except for us, like ruining the wah of this place by like screaming about like Toei movies at the top of our lungs.
Well, I want you to put your camera on the sushi conveyor belt. Can you do that?
Can you lick the sushi? We haven't had any more of those incidents since then.
Well, this week.
I think they beheaded that guy.
I think there's so many tourists now in Japan for Golden Week. Like, even just domestic tourism is like off the fucking chain.
You say that, though, but just yesterday I was walking around downtown Shinjuku, and I actually think there were less tourists here. And this is a time you want to avoid. And if you're booking from abroad, I think all of, like, the Japanese will have booked their own stuff for their own holiday. So you're kind of naturally not going to come here. I was walking around downtown Shinjuku, west side, around by the Tocho, the Metropolitan Building.
Is this before or after the Caesarea cheap wine incident?
Way after. And really, it was pretty low-key. But I did find a really cool restaurant called The Ramen Whore.
The Ramen Whore? The Ramen Whore? Did
no,
I hear that correctly?
No, Patrick.
I'm sure that's a YouTube channel
ramen
somewhere.
Ramen War. Ramen, too soon, Patrick.
Oh, Ramen War. Senso.
Did you survive? Did you survive the Ramen War?
Was that the Cola War? Is that what's going to come after?
Is that what they were fighting for in the message from space? The Ramen War?
Is it really called Ramen War?
It's called Ramen.
Is it Wars? War.
No, the Ramen War.
The Ramen War, like the Sengoku.
It's called the Ramen War. I had a couple of drinks, so maybe I'm forgetting things, but it's called the Ramen War.
How was it?
I didn't eat there. I walked past it. I was like, this looks awesome. It's a great name for a restaurant, for a ramen joint.
You know, it's a good place when there's like an old, tired white guy, like in cargo shorts and Crocs, like sitting out front because he can't move or breathe anymore.
Oh, it's called, so the Japanese name is Ramen Daisenso.
Ramen Great War. That's like the Yokai Daisenso.
And in English, it is the Ramen War.
The Ramen War.
What do you think? Do you think you have to battle? Wow, it looks like ramen. Like, you can't even see the bowl. They're putting like a meat all along the edges of the bowl. It looks like you're eating out of a bowl of meat.
This is Nishi Shinjuku?
Yeah, yeah. It's right near
the Caesarea.
The Caesarea. The probably
right next to the passed out white guy.
Oh, we're going here. We have to go here.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Are you a what is it called? A conscientious objector?
The Ramen War.
A conscientious objector to the Ramen War. Make love, not war, is what I always say.
The Great Ramen War. The Daisenso.
Well, in Japanese, it's the Great Ramen War. In English, it's just
so
the war.
So Great Wars, we have the Yokai Daisenso.
Yes, yes.
There's what the Wakusei Daisenso.
Yes, there's the Wakusei Daisenso,
The War in Space.
Yes, the War in Space.
And
then there's Space Ace.
Uchu, Gamma, Sango.
I don't know.
Yeah. I get it mixed up with Daisenso.
Daisoxin, yes.
Big operation.
Like Kaiki Daisoxin. Which is a series that really...
Uchu Daisoxen. Uchu Daisoxen. Outer Space.
Yes, yes.
Wait, was that... That's the Japanese title of Star Trek when it first aired.
Well,
wasn't
it? Actually, Mission Impossible is Spy Daisoxen in Japanese.
Okay, my understanding is when Star Trek, the original series, TOS, showed on Japanese TV, it was Uchu Daisoxen.
Oh, wasn't it? I don't know.
And they had to localize Mr. Sulu as Mr. Kato?
Yes, because Mr. Sulu makes no sense as a Japanese name. So, no, he's Mr. Kato for sure. He's definitely Mr. Kato.
Oh, my.
Like Kato? Kato? In the Inspector Clouseau movies, the Pink Panther?
Kato and the Green Hornet?
Or like Kato Kaelin, the guy who lived behind O.J. Simpson's house in the cabana?
He's on Cameo. Do you use Cameo.com for like
Kato
birthday?
Kato Kaelin?
Flavor Flav is on cameo.com, man. I'm thinking about it. When you graduate from law school, I want to get a crackhead to congratulate you, okay?
I would definitely rather have Flavor Flav than Kato Kaelin.
Flavor Flav's $450.
Oh, really? For how long, though? For like 30 seconds?
I think you can get him for a solid minute. You get a lot of flavor, man.
A minute is enough, I think, to really get...
To have that personal one-on-one connection.
Yeah, so what's Kato going for?
I think his price might have gone up now that...
OJ, the juice is loose.
I mean, I hope they find the real killer.
God.
I mean, then that, some justice will be served.
If you did it, are you going to write that book?
The book, If I Did It. Okay. I don't know how many Japanese people there are on Cameo. Maybe like... Hiroyuki Sanada is on there, or Anna Sawai, or I don't know, but the cast of Shogun could wish you a happy bar mitzvah or something.
Let's look it up. Cameo.com. Actors, reality TV, musicians. Is that Zamfir, Master of the Pan Flute?
Is he on there?
Oh, John Lovitz. John Lovitz, 23,000 yen.
Chuck Rudy Norris. Giuliani?
Chuck Norris is 71,000 yen. Okay, wait. Let's see if we can find. I want to find somebody Japanese here.
I don't think there's any Japanese people on Cameo. It's dishonorable. It's dishonorable, man.
It's Kinji Tate is forbidden.
Shohei Ohtani.
Okay, let's. Yeah, sure. Yeah. I don't think he's. Hold on a second. Japan.
Yoshiki. I bet Yoshiki is on. Not Yoshiki Takahashi.
In Japanese.
Nihongo de.
No, Shogun. Let's look up Shogun.
PewDiePie.
Yeah, let's look up, like, Sanada. God, it would be so awesome if he's on here. No. No Hiroyuki Sanada.
How about Anna Sawai?
How about Anna Sawai? Okay, let's look up Anna Sawai.
And Tadanobu Asano.
No way.
We should become brand ambassadors for Cameo.com in Japan. Who could we get? We could get the voice of Astro Boy. Musicians. We could get Ultraman Leo. We could get Kamen Rider Fives.
Do you want Jamie Farr from MASH? He's only
yes,
19,
I do.
About 19,000.
You mean the Sheik from Cannonball Run?
Yes, the Sheik from Cannonball Run. Do you think that is... Oh, wow. Wait a second.
There's no Japanese people on Cameo, man. Again, brand ambassadors.
Page 1 of 136.
Think of all the people we could help bring to Cameo.com.
I'm telling you, it's really... This is an opportunity. I have it. We have to have this person on the podcast. Eric Estrada.
20,000 yen for how long? 23,000
It says, I don't know how this, I'm clicking on it now.
They have sample videos. Those are the best ones to watch.
Eric is an iconic Hispanic American actor known for his lovable portrayal of Punch.
I love that disco episode where you show those punk rockers.
Oh, wow. Wait a second. Select a video type. Birthday, Mother's Day, or pep talk, or roast?
I need a pep talk. I need a pep talk from Punch, man.
No, I want to get Punch to roast you, man.
Is he going to make fun of me because I'm Mexican?
Jesus.
Yo mama. Is he going to do the dozens on me?
I'm not allowed to laugh at these jokes.
Your mom is so old.
Do the dozens with you? Okay, wait. That was a good one, Eric. Eric,
she doesn't sit around the house, Matt. She sits around the house.
I only know that. Yeah, when you're on page 3, it gets.
I give up. Yeah,
some serious slim pickings, and I don't mean slim pickings. If you know what I mean.
Oh, Jonathan, I wish he was on Cameo.
What am I saying? Jonathan Frakes is on here. Jonathan Frakes is on here. You want a pep talk or do you want a roast?
LeVar Burton, can he do it in character as Kunta Kinte from Roots?
Wow. Yeah, that's you asked that one, not me. I would be shocked if he's not on.
I need to get roasted by LeVar Burton, dude.
No, LeVar Burton is not on here, probably for that exact reason.
It's too many people just trying to make to bring down
popular categories. YouTubers. Oh, you can get YouTubers. Why are we not on here?
Is Rob
Pongi? We should be on here.
Is Rob Pongi on there?
Rob Pongi. Jesus Christ, YouTube entertainer?
Are you kidding?
Oh, these guys are way cheaper.
Is Chuck E. Cheese on there? These guys will do anything for a buck.
God, it's real cheap in the YouTube section. It's like only 3,000 yen.
Flavor Flav is 65.
Or Eric Estrada. No, Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav. This is like Sophie's Choice, Matt. If I can only choose one, who am I going to choose?
Can we choose? Is the president of Otoya on here? Can we get him to give you a pep talk?
The president of Mars on the Tamiya guy? Hey, is he on there?
If you guys want to have a more successful podcast, I recommend you don't record in my damn family restaurant. God.
This is a classy joint. This isn't a family restaurant.
And what a classy episode this is. People have been asking us to record for hours and hours at Lance.
You got your wish.
You know, we can just keep skimming through the internet and trying to figure out how to, you know.
Be careful what you wish for.
Exactly.
But now we do have these wireless mics, and we'll be gathering evidence for the the grand jury trial. Yeah,
expect more on the street, live and direct. Well, it won't be live because we're recording it, but expect more in the street stuff. You know,
hanging out,
events
out in the street, same old thing we did last week. Out in the street, that's where we meet.
Remember, because we're a podcast in the streets, something in the sheets. I can't even cut my brain is so fried right now. I can't even connect these two dots.
That's always a good sign. So you want to wrap up the recording?
Yes, I do. Thanks for listening.
Thanks always for listening. Don't stop believing. Got to hold on to the feeling, and we'll catch you next time.